Hello. Pleased to meet you as well. I'm sorry this is sudden. Daddy told you to come, right? Ugh. Could I have the code phrase, please? Thank you. I'm really glad you found me. You should call him and let him know everything is alright now. Thank you. I just want to get home and take a bath. This alleyway is filthy. Yes, sir. I was being followed for a long time. I wasn't even sure if I had lost him. I think he was an enemy of Daddy's. I'm still a little nervous. Thank you. I needed a hug. I haven't had one in a long time. Yes, sir. All right, I'll follow you. This car smells nice. Is it new? You keep your things in really good shape. Oh, right. Well, Sir, you need to understand my reasoning first. Daddy keeps... Why can't I call him Daddy? Alright. Dad keeps really close watch on me. My room always gets searched. At least once a week. So... I can't really have certain things I'd like to have. I just wanted a vibrator. Okay? Please don't tell Daddy. Dad, fine. Just please don't tell him. I just wanted to try it. I figured I'd just, you know, find some sort of public bathroom and use it, and then get rid of it. I know he tells me not to leave the house without him knowing and sending someone with me. But you can understand why I did it, right? But someone started following me before I even got to the store. I kept taking turns trying to lose him. I didn't want to think he was really following me. He kept looking all around and behind him. Next thing I knew, I was in this area. I've never been here before. All the stores are closed. It's near midnight. I ran into the alleyway when he was turning around again. And I hid behind the trash can. I called Dad, and he sent you. I guess you're here to drive me home. You're not? Bodyguard? For how long? Livin? What do you mean? I'm usually really good. It was only this once. I guess I was in danger, but it won't happen again. I've learned my lesson. No. Now I'll be watched really closely all the time. What do you mean it's not all that bad? Huh? I could hide things in your room? Like... Wait, seriously? You wouldn't mind? And I could go to your room whenever I liked, right? I seriously can't thank you enough. I'd hug you, but you're driving. I'm so excited. Oh, but I never actually managed to get him. By what I needed, you know? Well, you wouldn't have that sort of thing, I guess. Not the type I want. Of course I have money, but I just don't know how to buy vibrators without him knowing, you know? I could order them online. I know of a good shop. I've wanted to try it out for so long. And it's just a little wand. Maybe two or three. He won't find out. I think we're going to be really good friends. At least, as long as you keep my secrets. Thank you for saving me again. That could have gone really badly. Like, really badly. And I know Dad won't be happy with me when I get home, but... Well, he usually lets me off the hook with things, but... I think this is probably a lot more serious. I'm a little scared to get home. The long way? Thank you. I've never had a bodyguard or anything. I never really wanted one, but... Well, you're nice and sweet. And you're understanding and attractive as well, so... I know you're too old for me. I'm only saying. Besides, Mom and Dad are 10 years apart, though. And Catholic ours wouldn't be anything crazy, you know? I know. I'm just saying. Thank you. Home. All right. Hi, Daddy. Yes, sir, I know. I know, sir, I'm sorry. I just wanted to go for a walk. I was being foolish. Yes, sir. I'll go to my room. He comes with me. I can show him around, yeah. Then I'll go to my room, yes, sir. Alright, well. Dad assigned you to the empty room down the hall from mine. That's fine, I guess. I'll start with the lower floor. And I'm tired, so I'll just show you the basics. The indoor pool is just there, through that archway. There's another pool outside. Bathroom is here, kitchen back there. We have just the one head chef, so you can talk to him to communicate with the others. Another bathroom here, then the dining room. This is where my parents like to entertain. The bar. Do you drink? Me? On rare occasions, some red wine. Up these stairs. Down there is staff rooming. Usually you'd go down there as well, but my father must have wanted you close. I'll show you your room. Here. It's a little dull right now, but once you move in, it'll be just fine. Lean down for a moment. There's a surprise. Look to the side, just there, out that window. Good night.